Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 11th of January. And as usual, with all the information contained in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you need to, you can pause the PowerPoint slide here and read the disclaimer in full. And if you're listening on a podcast, head on over to the marcustoday.com.au website. You can read the disclaimer there. And if you're not yet a member of the wonderful Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. You can sign up for a free 14-day trial there. What a better way to start the new year with some great financial advice. All right, well, we had a very, very interesting night in the US, a massive comeback, especially for the tech sector, which was down around 2.7% at its lows. NASDAQ closing up 0.05%, 7 points, 14,943, but a massive turnaround from that 2.7% fall. The Dow Jones falling 163 points, not quite so good there, 0.45% to 36,069, and the S&P 500, as is its wont, in the middle for diddle, down 0.14%, 7 points, 46.70. VIX index 19, up 1 point, 3.41%. Amazingly, with all this volatility going on, that VIX index is still pretty much in the trading range that we've seen before. 16 to 22 has been that range for as long as I can remember. As a result of all this, SPY futures down 41 points or 0.56%. They were down 65 points before the US rallied. So we did see a big rally in those US stocks, and we did see the SPY rally as well. So it'd be intriguing to see how we cope with it today, but I suspect we will once again see low volumes and the market lacking a lot of confidence and conviction. And we did see the iron ore price ease last night, so that will take its toll maybe on the resource sector. Looking across to the resource sector, we had oil prices off. Brent crude down to $80.93, 82 cents down or 1% down, and WTI in West Texas Intermediate was down to $78.06 US dollars a barrel, down 0.84 of a buck, 84 cents or 1.06%. So we are seeing a little bit of an unwind of that big oil rally that we've seen since Christmas. Gold up 0.07, a James Bond up $1.20, 1798.60, nothing very much to see there, so let's move along. Iron ore though down 1.45%, $1.85 to $125.45 US dollars a ton. In other commodities last night, we had copper down 0.6, nickel was up 0.3, aluminium up 0.7, zinc down 1.2, lead down 0.2, and tin down 0.1 of a percent last night. So nothing very exciting. And the commodities front, we did see the Aussie dollar 71.74, so just easing back from that 71.96 that we saw at our ASX close last night. As far as the S&P 500 goes, you can see there the huge, huge rally that we saw in the market from around 11 o'clock when the buy the dip mentality took hold, well and truly closing on its highs. So a pretty impressive turnaround there for the S&P 500, and a pretty impressive similar turnaround for the NASDAQ, which was up 7 points at one stage. The Dow was down over 590 odd points at one stage as well, before closing down 163. So good rallies all round there in the US. But it does show that the market is certainly the jury out at the moment about what's happening with inflation, what's happening with interest rates, and where the market is heading. Major stories last night. Goldman Sachs says it now expects the Fed to raise rates four times in 2022. That sounds pretty huge, but given quarter point a time, that's quarter point a quarter, it would still only get to 1%. So still a long way below where it was before the pandemic hit. And reports Senator Manchin is no longer interested in passing any legislation resembling the Build Back Better Biden Act. So that's certainly a negative for the market, but maybe not such a negative for inflation, as some did see any further stimulus as being inflationary. So maybe that takes a smidge of pressure off the Federal Reserve. And NASDAQ finished up 7 points. It was down 2.7%. The S&P 500 was down 7 points. In healthcare and technology sectors, the only ones in positive territory. Industrial miners and utilities weighed. Caution ahead of US inflation numbers later this week, and there is a slew of Federal Reserve chiefs talking this week, and we also get Jerome Powell being confirmed as head of the Fed as well on Tuesday in the US time. Corporate earnings kick off this week. The big US banks reporting from Friday. So that's going to certainly heat things up a little bit. And US consumer inflation expectations remained at a record high of 6% in December. Wholesale inventories rose 1.4% in November, beating consensus of 1.2. What's on today in our market? We have the trade balance and retail sales for November. BHP in US terms was down 1.8% and Rio up 0.65%. The Sydney Morning Herald and the AFR had BHP down 2.6 and Rio down 0.02. So slightly better at the close for those two in ADR terms. In other miners last night, Freeport MacMoran were down 0.6, Alcoa down 1.3, but remember that was a big rise yesterday. TechCorp 6.5% better. Anglo down 0.5, Glencore down 1.6, Vale down 1.1, and Albemarle down 3.8%. So maybe a little fizz coming out of the white powder stocks today. In those tech stocks, we had Tesla was down 0.3%, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, down 2.4%, Amazon down 2.2%, and the NYSE FANG index was down 1.5%. That was before the rally, but at the close, we had Apple slightly positive. Meta was only down 1.12%, so you can see the big rise there. Amazon was only down 0.66%. So again, a big rise there at the close. Netflix down 0.2%, and the US banks slightly firmer as well, which bodes well for our banks. Wells Fargo, the best of the bunch, up 1.1%. European stocks, though, posted their biggest one-day drop since late November. They, of course, saw the Dow in the dustbin earlier in the day before that big rally took hold. So we did see the pan-European stocks 600 closed down 1.5%. So I'd expect to see a good bounce there from the pan-European markets on Tuesday, their time. Goldman Sachs said it remains cautious on China and sees downside risk to the below consensus growth forecast of 4.8% in 2022. And heavy rainfall in southeastern Brazil has prompted some miners, including Vale, to suspend some operations. That could be a positive for the iron ore price as we run into the Chinese New Year. But of course, they are grappling at the moment with COVID in Tianjin. In terms of mass testing, 14 million people, they got tested in a 48-hour period. That is certainly serious organisation. PolyNovo out this morning reports record US sales. However, the downside is the rest of the world has been patchy and they are making moves to address the problems. Ramsay Healthcare has reached a new UK NHS agreement, which looks slightly positive for them. And Ingham's Loveham says the Omicron is weighing on sales of chicken. That's if you can find it. The AFR calls BrainChip a tech stock to watch in 2022 and does highlight some gaps in their reporting of some of the announcements that the market may see as slightly more significant than the company seriously thinks. And Jeff Wilson is excited by VGI, those merger talks, the VG1 merger talks that were announced, potentially announced yesterday. There's certainly speculation in the media of that. Question of the day today, is tech dead or just another buy the dip opportunity? NASDAQ down around 8% from its highs. So is this a buy the dip opportunity? And did we see that writ large last night in US markets? That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening. You can subscribe to any or all of our podcasts. Don't forget they're split into four. We have the end of day and the breakfast briefing. That's one stream. And then there's the Marcus Strategy podcast, On the Desk podcast, and myself doing the On the Couch podcast. roughly every 2 weeks, talking to industry fund managers and some CEOs of interesting companies around the traps. And if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, or if you're listening to this on a video for that matter, then you can sign up at marcustoday.com.au and you can get a 14-day free trial there. What better way to start the new year with some resolutions to get a little wealthier, perhaps, and maybe we can help you along that journey. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great day.